Now, a spokesman for Iraq's most respected Shia cleric, Ayatollah Ali Sistani, has urged the parliament to investigate the massacre of Iraqi soldiers at Camp Spiker.
In the incident at Camp Spiker, hundreds of our country's sons were killed in a brutal way and in complicated circumstances. Many of them are still missing, and some may be still alive. The families of the victims have demanded that the Iraqi parliament investigate precisely what happened. We hope that the parliament can arrive at the truth through its own methods, as we emphasize that the investigation of this crisis must be confined to limits that include only those who were responsible for this crime.
Ahmed al-Safi said the parliament should punish all those who committed the crime at the military base north of Baghdad in June. Al-Safi made the statement after new evidence revealed that the ISIL Takfiri terrorists murdered between 560 and 770 Iraqi soldiers captured at Camp Spiker. The massacre was one of the worst conducted by ISIL. ISIL militants have seized large swaths of northern Iraq and Syria as part of their efforts to establish a so-called Islamic caliphate. To discuss the situation further, let's go to Idaho and talk to Mark Glenn, political commentator. Welcome to the program. So, Mr. Glenn, first of all, just how well are the Iraqi forces addressing the Takfiri threat?
Well, the Iraqi forces, have their hands tied already. Let's not forget that Iraq is a destroyed country. So, you know, we're basically talking about an army and a political system here that is being forced to do this with two hands tied behind its back. That's number one. Number two, the ISIL militants are backed by the most ruthless and well-equipped military and political machinery in the world. And of course, I'm talking about the United States and the West. And so what more can the Iraqis do? The slaughter of 800 Iraqi soldiers certainly is a terrible thing. Has got to be an absolute shock to the system in terms of the country. Certainly the families, but again, we have to remember here that ISIL is being fed, is being trained, is being staffed with people and logistics that basically have made it almost an unstoppable force in the region because it's backed up by the United States. This is exactly what the United States needs to have happen in order to further destabilize Iraq and then eventually Syria, and then if they get their way, Iran as well.
And why is it that the U.S. has just recently acknowledged that ISIL is really a threat, at least on the surface, if we take it? And in turn, what could one expect from Washington?
Well, I think what has happened here, let's face it, the United States is very good at marketing. And they understand that when one product has gotten old and no longer is being bought by consumers, that they have to come up with a new and improved version of it. And so Al-Qaeda has basically gone out the door, and now they need to rebrand Islamic terrorism into something new and improved, and that is exactly what ISIL and ISIS are for. They are here to rejuvenate all of the anti-Islamic hysteria that exists in America and the West as a precursor to launching more aggressive actions wherever they have decided that it's going to be. This ISIL thing is going to be around for a while. We're going to be getting daily reports here in the West about the latest atrocities that they have committed. And then, of course, unfortunately, which will finally rear its head in the United States in the form of some horrible terrorist attack that will be blamed on them and which will be used as a precursor for, again, launching military actions, sadly, probably against Iran.
Very briefly, how much will this Takfiri threat spread? Will it be stopped in Iraq, and will it spread to other countries on the same scale?
Well, that depends on some of the players in the region. Certainly, Iran can do something to rein these wild animals in. But Iran cannot do it alone. They need the help of the Russians. They need the help of the Chinese. They need the entire international community that is not under the thumb of international Zionism to step forward and to lend their support to this endeavor. Otherwise, Iran's going to be doing this alone, and I don't think that Iran has the resources to do it because they're just backed, as I said, by the most vicious military and political machinery that human history has ever seen.
All right. Mark Glenn, political commentator from Idaho. Thanks for your thoughts there, sir.